Hear, O Israel, for the Lord our God is one God. You are not to come in your own name to pray. You are not to control any mind. You are to come only in the divine strength and know that God will rule and does, and that hypnotism and evil minds cannot and do not control men or governments. All power is God, good. This is my only formula to Christian Scientists for prayer. And God will give you faith that will remove mountains. Crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against that church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, and that cannot fail. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Nothing that appears in the world today can disturb the principle, progress, or power of Christian Science, which is the Church of Jesus, the Church of the ever-living God. World leaders, world governments, world organizations are not governed by mortal mind, for no such mind exists. The only mind is the divine mind, which eternally is in full, total, and complete control, harmoniously governing the entirety of its own creation. Glory to God in the highest. No mortal thought put in action by any mesmerist or combined force of mesmerists or anyone whom they should employ has any power to effect. There is no malicious animal magnetism. The Lord, He is God. There is none else beside Him. Our work is not to change God's work, for that is finished and perfect. Neither is it to make error nothing, for it is that already. But to stand, apparently, in the midst of it, unmoved, knowing its nothingness. The Son of Man, which is divine intelligence, is coming to this age with great power. This is an incoming age of power and action and dominion and works. Our understanding is God with us and is the only power with which we demonstrate. When we take the mental position that God and man is one being, this basic truth is a law of education, enlightenment, and discernment of the divine presence, expressed as the idea of infinite love. Love is the liberator. Science and Health, 225-21.